Joseph Campbell wrote that the hero's journey follows a character on a voyage of growth, starting with separation, moving on to initiation, and finally transformation. Along the way, the hero will be forced to face challenges, gain insights, and eventually return home fully changed. That journey serves as the template for the semi-autobiographical and sometimes funny play The Reservoir by Jake Brash at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through October 12th. The play opens as Josh, a 20-something gay alcoholic, wakes up by a reservoir with a deep cut on his arm and no memory of the previous 3 days. Heading home, he finds his mother at wit's end. He's now quit NYU and is utterly lost. On top of that, Josh learns his favorite grandmother is in a facility, her memory gone, much like his memory of the past 3 years. The Reservoir is structured as a running commentary in Josh's mind, a commentary he can't stop unless he gets plastered. The play veers from realism to the surreal without pause. We are in the past, the present, and imagined futures in and out of Josh's mind, mostly focused on his 4 grandparents. They will serve as his guides, helpers, and antagonists. Each of them in their own way will take him through Campbell's hero's steps, which may also be the 12 steps of AA. The Reservoir works best if one goes with the flow, but much like Josh on his hero's journey, it's a little too easy to get caught in the weeds. 3 grandparents with Alzheimer's is a bit much. Josh's father is never mentioned. Josh has a job in a bookstore and can't be fired, all without sufficient explanation. The reservoir metaphor itself is mostly word salad, and the connection between his alcoholism and their dementia, obtuse. Through the first act, his grandparents are ciphers. The Jewish grandfather spews one-liners like an opening act in the Borscht Belt. The other grandfather is morose and angry. The Catholic grandma, kind and sweet. The Jewish one, harder than nails. This all creates a disengaging first act, though Ben Hirshhorn, as Josh, has sufficient acting chops and charisma to keep things from falling apart. The play improves in the second act, as the hero takes us into the journey's final steps. The Jewish grandmother, beautifully played by Pamela Reed, takes a larger role, and The Reservoir turns both intense and moving. The Reservoir by Jake Brash, directed by Mike Donahue, plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through October 12th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.